Insights, and welcome to the CU Insight Network podcast. My name is Lauren Culp. I'm the president and CEO at CUinsight.com, and it's my job on the show to have conversations with the thought leaders who support the credit union community. There are so many really talented people out there that are in the business of supporting credit unions, and together we get to identify the issues that affect credit unions and talk about all the best practices that exist to learn from one another and improve our industry together. My guest on today's show is Philip Paul. He is the CEO and founder at Cotribute. Philip, thank you so much for being here.
Lauren, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
I'm excited to talk to you. I love the work Cotribute does, but I like to start off our episodes by asking about how you got into working with credit unions. Most of us did not grow up thinking we would work with credit unions. I know I did not even know what a credit union was. What did you want to be growing up?
Growing up, I think I loved working on cars. I think, you know, if you'd asked me then, I would have said I want to be a race car driver. Don't know if I would have been good at it, but that's probably what I would have said growing up.
That is amazing. That might be the first time we've ever gotten that answer. Okay, so what was the journey like then to eventually found and run Cotribute?
Yeah, you know, I started my career off in management consulting, did that for about 10 years, learned a ton, you know, did a lot of work with retail banking clients as well, and then went on to start, you know, into the tech startups. And so really for about 20 years, my focus was at the intersection of business and technology, and then started Cotribute really initially to start processing payments for, you know, corporate giving experiences. So we built, you know, a really sound, you know, payment processing infrastructure. And then some of our clients came and asked us if we could expand the platform to digital experiences for acquiring and onboarding clients. So that's what happened. So that's how we went from, you know, digital experience just for acquiring and onboarding members for credit unions.
That is amazing. Well, I would love to, I know quite a bit about Cotribute already. They're a great CU Insight partner, but for those who don't know, tell us a little bit more about Cotribute and where you add value for credit unions.
You know, Lauren, if you asked us what we do, we would say that we are a growth engine for credit unions, right? That's our focus. Credit unions have core banking systems. They have online banking systems, but we're the growth engine. And by growth, I mean membership growth, deposit growth, loan growth, but also margin growth, operational efficiency. So we really focus our efforts on two constituents within credit unions. One is the members, where we want to provide them with, you know, almost like Apple or Chime-like experience to be able to onboard on any financial product, anywhere, anytime, on any device. So that's one constituent, the members. The second one is credit union employees and leaders, where we really want to give them the state-of-the-art tools to make their life easier. You know, they have a lot of needs on, you know, KYC compliance items that they need to look at. But if we can automate and give them state-of-the-art tools, they get their life back, they could grow efficiently. And so that's our goals.
I love hearing it described as a growth engine. I know that's on the minds of a lot of credit union leaders today. The digital side, the digital experience is so important. Are there any areas that you think maybe credit unions are a little bit behind when it comes to digital? And what areas of opportunity do you see?
Sure. You know, if you look at what's happened over the last few years, Lauren, you know, when the pandemic happened, you know, people had to move fast and get things in place just to do business, right? So 3 years ago, we saw a lot of credit unions jump in and put something in place for, you know, digital onboarding or growth, but it was basically automating, you know, and sometimes clunky onboarding processes. I think now there's an opportunity, and a lot of credit unions are doing this, is really stepping back and say, hey, we had something that was stopgap that we put in, but can we actually make it a strategic thing for us now? Can we make it the strategic growth engine? So that's the exciting part, and that's the opportunity that we see for a lot of credit unions and the industry in general.
I love that. And, you know, technology and the speed of change can be a real challenge for credit unions in the space. Lately, we've been seeing a lot more neobanks and non-traditional financial institutions, fintechs, all entering the space and competing, trying to get a slice of the pie. How can credit unions really set themselves up for success in competing against neobanks?
Yeah, you know, I was reading a report a couple months ago, Lauren, and in 2023, there were 6% of accounts opened by credit unions and 47% opened by neobanks and digital banks, right? So 6 versus 47. And you look at the products and you know that some of the credit union products are probably, you know, better than what's being offered. So then you look at, okay, what is the difference? And the difference really comes down to ease of use, frictionless, anywhere, anytime, any device. Can I do it at 9 in the evening from my home? You know, that's what it comes down to. So I think technology can be a critical way in which credit unions can not only compete, but I think thrive in this day and age. And I think on the back end, you know, if you look at compliance, fraud, KYC, you know, making sure that it's integrated and seamless for the, you know, people in the back office, the employee, I think is important. Because the real balance is, you know, if you lock everything down and nobody gets in, then you're compliant, but you don't have any growth. But if you just open everything up, you have growth, but you don't have compliance. So, you know, finding the balance, optimizing and, you know, tweaking for that balance is the key thing. And I think we see a lot of credit unions, you know, doing that already.
I love what you're talking about, this balance between compliance and growth. And obviously that's the challenge for credit unions. Compliance is, it takes a lot, it's expensive, but you can be, to your point, fully compliant without being able to really grow and run the business the way you need to. And we know that these days credit unions are in a tough time with high interest rates and a crunch for deposits. So for credit unions who really want to grow membership, grow loans, even grow their margins, what do you recommend they do? Where should they start?
You know, a couple of things come to mind, Lauren. On the first side, on the growth side, I think one of the things that credit unions have done really well is you know, engaging the standard digital channels, right? But I think there's probably an opportunity to go into the ecosystems in their local, you know, environments and really go to where people are, as opposed to having people come to your website or to your channels. Can you go to where your potential members are and can you actually engage them there? So the whole idea of being able to take your financial products and embed them across your ecosystem. So whether it's nonprofit partners or small business partners or small business in the locality, I think that's an opportunity that's there. The other one is operating efficiency. I think that is key in order to scale. The need to be able to integrate, automate, and then use AI or automation engines to increase efficiency. You know, as a case in point, one of our clients, Nutmeg Credit Union, they've actually been, you know, named a finalist in an award for this. But they have some amazing things that they've done on the experience side, but also amazing things on the operational efficiency side, where they've been able to automate, you know, the actual actions that need to happen on an application. You know, over 97% of the actions are automated. And across portfolio of applications coming in, over 85% are, again, touchless decisioning, where they're able to go through all the compliance checks that are needed and be able to process the application. So I think you see leaders emerging, leaders thinking differently, and really getting some great outcomes. And I think that's what's needed in this uncertain environment, the tough environment. You've got to have growth, but it also has to be, you know, growth that's efficient.
That is just such a good point. To think about where credit unions have come from, maybe at easier times, and then now when you do have to be really, really mindful. As credit unions do kind of go through 2024, are there any other big growth challenges that you see? And I'm curious, and you touched on this a little bit earlier, but how does Co-Tribute really come alongside credit unions to help? Where can Co-Tribute really be that game changer?
Yeah, you know, great question, Lauren. It's interesting when you look at credit unions, they all seem to be in different stages or different needs, Lauren. So one of the things we looked at is when we say growth, it means different things to different, you know, credit unions. For some, it means membership growth. That's the focus. For some, it's deposit growth. For some, it's really margin growth, you know, operational efficiency. So we see different ones. And what we have is, you know, capabilities that are laser focused on each one of those. So you don't have to just say, hey, I want growth in general. You could almost start off by saying, hey, let's focus on deposit growth. That's the critical priority for this quarter, this month, and focus on that. And then let's look at operational efficiency next. You know, it's almost like you want to be able to get a baby step in and see some benefits, realize some benefits before you do some, you know, bigger things.
Absolutely. Well, as we look to the future for credit unions and for your own organization, what would you say is Cotribute's focus for the road ahead?
I think a couple of things, Lauren. I think one would be, we talk about, you know, products, financial products, onboarding flows, but at the end of the day, it's consumers and financial needs that they have, right? What are they trying to accomplish in life? And how can a credit union come alongside them and help them achieve their dreams and aspirations? So for us, I think a big focus on personalized, you know, really hyper-personalized onboarding flows, I think are an area where we're putting a lot of focus, energy, and research into. The second one is, you know, state-of-the-art tools for employees at credit unions and leaders, right? Because I think there's a lot of focus on the member experience, but we're saying here the employee experience is equally important, where, you know, they need to be able to know that, hey, if we grow and we grow significantly, it's not going to take over my life. You know, I'll have the state-of-the-art tools to be able to get my work done and then have some time left, right? That kind of thing. So those are the two focus areas, you know, for us that we're focusing on the roadmap.
That is such a great perspective to have, especially love talking about the employee experience and then also really starting with the problems that our members might be facing. And it's not about building products and then telling them that they need them, but it's about figuring out what they need and then being able to solve those challenges. So I love to hear that. As we wrap up the show, I always like to have fun with rapid fire questions to let our listeners get to know you a little bit better. We like to say the questions are rapid, but your answers don't have to be. So if you're ready, we'll dive in.
All right, I'll take a crack.
All right, question number one, who is someone in your life that was a great leader and what makes them so great?
Oh my goodness. You know, I'd probably have to say it was my very first boss. In my first job, his name was Dale Jorgensen. I don't know if he's still around and listening to this, but he really cared for me as an individual and developed me. And I think that meant a lot, you know. So, you know, he wasn't easy. He was like a coach. You know, he was, you know, tough on you, but you always knew that he cared and he cared for your development. So that would be it.
I love that answer. All right. Next question. Number two, if you're going to splurge on something, say you want to treat yourself, what is something you might invest a little bit in, whether that's time or resources?
Yeah, I think, you know, I told you I grew up working on cars. So I think yes. I might think about maybe getting an older car that I could restore.
Ooh, I love that. That is a great answer. I also don't think we've had that answer on the show before. So that's fun. All right. Actually, I will ask you, is there a favorite car, a favorite model?
No, you know, maybe an older Porsche, I think would be a good one to, you know, fix. Maybe, you know, 50s, 60s Porsche.
I like it. All right. Good choice. Okay. Number three, random question. If you travel at all for work, what is the city that you're most excited to visit, whether it's for a conference or maybe going to a client visit?
Oh, wow. That would be hard to pick. Do you mean here in the U.S. or outside as well?
Oh, I would say anywhere.
I'd probably say London. Yeah, it has, you know, enough of, you know, culture there. You know, it's pretty modern, but there are also old parts of it, the scenic parts. I think it would be London.
That is amazing. Well, and there have not been very many credit union conferences in London lately. So if you are planning a credit union event, anyone who's listening, we put London on the list, please. It's on our wish list. I like it. All right. What is a book that you think just everyone should read?
You know, I'd probably say The Speed of Trust by Stephen Covey. It's an old book. I was referred to it by a mentor of mine, you know, early in my career. And I think it impacted me quite a bit. Yeah, I would say Speed of Trust by Stephen Covey.
We will link to that book here in the show notes. That is a great choice. All right. Second to last question for you. What has been your best hack or your best approach for creating balance and integration between your work life and what I like to call your life life or your personal life?
You know, I don't think I've figured this out, Lauren, but I'll share my work in progress. I think, you know, for the longest time, you know, I was focused on, you know, work-life balance over a day or a week. I think now I'm beginning to start in terms of seasons. You know, do I have work-life balance or integration done well over a month or over 3 months or a year as opposed to just a day or a week? I think that's probably my hack now is thinking slightly longer term.
That is a great approach. All right. Well, we're going to link to just everything that we talked about in the show notes today. But my last question for you is, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share or any final asks of our listeners?
No, actually, I don't, Lauren. Thank you. I think we've covered it all, but thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it. I appreciate what you do.
Well, the feeling is mutual. Thank you so much for taking the time. So great to connect with you. We love partnering with Coach Tribute and know you all do a lot of great work for credit unions. I am taking away from this growth engine. That's one of my big takeaways. So it is awesome. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. And thank you to all of our listeners today for tuning into the CU Insight Network podcast. And we will be back again next time.